Now it's time for 49 Voices. Sheila Arkell and her husband moved to Anchorage from Washington, D.C. in the 1980s. She says the city felt a lot more isolated in those days.
So the only way to keep in touch with your family was through standard old mail, snail mail, writing letters, and making phone calls, which were expensive to make long-distance phone calls. So you always had a sense of isolation, and that bothered me at first. But the community was what was unusual. I thought, coming from the East Coast, where life was very competitive. You're living in a big power city like Washington, D.C. You're at these academic institutions, and everything's about what kind of job you have and what kind of money you make and the power you have, people you know. It wasn't like that here. People were more open to meeting other people, new ideas. Everybody had this sense of connection and a sense that we're all in this together, and that we don't give a damn how they do it on the outside. And I liked meeting so many people from different backgrounds, people of different education levels and different economic strata. Everybody mingled together, and they were willing to work together. I remember meeting a lot of people who were here to start over, to get away from something, and it just struck me that I had never thought before about needing a place of refuge or having a broken past or something that you needed to come away from. You know, people came here for many, many reasons, but there were some people who came here just to start over. And because it was so isolated, you could actually get away from your past up here pretty well. And nobody could track you down. I mean, there wasn't Facebook, you know. You had more of a chance to be isolated from your past if you needed to, and a chance to renew yourself.
Sheila Arkell lives in Eagle River. 49 Voices is AK's attempt to put every Alaskan on the radio. If you want to tell your story, send an email to news@alaskapublic.org.